I'm Jason Epperson. This is RV Miles, and it's time for the latest in RV and camping news. First up, we recently reported that Oregon State Parks were facing a 14% budget shortfall and projected closing some parks by 2027. This was after a statewide fee increase program mostly levied at campgrounds. Well, now more fees are being implemented. Oregon Parks and Recreation Department says that starting October 1st, Oregon State Parks will no longer waive the parking fee at 21 currently free-to-access day-use parks. The parking fee will be $10 for in-state visitors and $12 for out-of-state visitors. Annual passes are available. Currently, parking fees are charged at 25 parks and waived at over 225 parks across the state. Some overnight camping rates will see updates for visits beginning May 1st, 2026. Overnight rates at the 29 busiest parks will increase to the top of the currently legislated rate range from May 1st through September 30th, and then year-round on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights. The top rate is $29 for tents and $52 for full hookup RV sites. Cabin and yurt prices will also increase, along with boat mortgage fees, overnight parking, overflow camping, and primitive camping fees. Oregon State Parks have three main sources of funding. A little less than half comes from lottery funds, about 15% from RV license plate fees, and about 35% comes from park entrance fees from visitors. The system gets no appropriations from Oregon's tax-fed general fund. Dragonfly Energy, parent company of Battleborne Batteries, has secured a U.S. patent for non-flammable all-solid-state battery technology, which the company says forwards their mission to manufacture non-flammable batteries in the United States. This breakthrough is said to enable safer, high-performance lithium batteries with wide-ranging applications in energy storage and mobility. The design is compatible with lithium iron phosphate battery chemistry and supports simplified manufacturing via the company's patented dry electrode processing. The highly stable electrical chemical cell resists thermal runaway even under extreme conditions. There are several types of lithium battery chemistry, and most of the fires you hear about are not the lithium iron phosphate batteries that people use in RVs. Rather, they're cheaper chemistries used in electric scooters, cameras, power drills, stuff like that. But that doesn't mean that lithium iron phosphate batteries aren't subject to fires. They certainly can succumb to thermal runaway, especially if they're damaged. Dragonfly says this innovation directly addresses safety concerns associated with conventional lithium batteries and opens the door for commercial scale production of non-flammable lithium batteries suitable for stationary storage, transportation, and defense applications. This is the company's 55th patent. Last week, satellite internet provider Starlink succumbed to an outage and left users without internet for over 2 hours, leaving many looking for some sort of compensation. According to the company's support page, only business customers on Starlink's premium priority plans qualify for compensation under the service agreement, meaning the bulk of RVers and off-grid folks are out of luck. But not all hope is lost. Some users who contacted customer support say they received 20% off their next bill. The outage was tied to a planned upgrade. Starlink outages are rare, but they do happen from time to time. And SpaceX says it solved one of Starlink's most common problems, spotty service under tree cover. On X, the company highlighted a feature called real-time beam switching, which allows Starlink dishes to maintain a stable connection even when part of the sky is blocked by trees or buildings, automatically switching signal between multiple satellites many times per minute, proactively routing data through the best available path. According to the company, the average Starlink dish in the U.S. now has tens of satellites in view at any moment. That allows it to dynamically track and map obstructions in real time. Of course, real-world results will vary, and some longtime users say obstructions still cause lots of problems, but others are already reporting smoother performance through tough conditions. The update comes as Starlink passes 2 million U.S. customers in mid-June. More in a moment, but first, this episode is sponsored by RVMattress.com by Brooklyn Bedding. Get a real mattress for your RV instead of the cheap piece of foam that it came with at RVMattress.com by Brooklyn Bedding.
They sell real mattresses in all the odd sizes RVs require, like short kings, Olympic queens, odd bunk sizes, different thicknesses, and more. Their mattresses are toxin-free, made in their factory in Arizona, and shipped to you vacuum-sealed wherever you are. You just unwrap them and let them expand. They have a 120-night sleep trial, free shipping, and a limited lifetime warranty. But the best part is the RV Miles community gets 30% off, the best deal they ever offer, any day of the year with code RVMiles at rvmattress.com/RVMiles. That's rvmattress.com/RVMiles with code RVMiles at checkout for 30% off.
The U.S. Geological Survey has released a new series of topographic maps with a user-friendly design tailored specifically for recreational users. The maps are highly detailed, allowing users to see subtle changes in terrain and plan routes that match their skill level, time constraints, and interests. They also have specialized symbols that denote key recreational features like trailheads, campsites, picnic areas, and other amenities. Rivers, trails, forests, and structures are emphasized, providing a comprehensive view of the environment. These new maps have a 1 to 25,000 scale, which means 1 inch on the map represents 25,000 inches on the ground, just short of half a mile. This scale was used because it matches those used in Alaska, Canada, and by the U.S. military, simplifying the user experience and aligning with scales used by national and international agencies and industries. The new 25K recreational topo is available through the USGS Topo Builder application, where users can customize and download digital on-demand topographical maps featuring the most up-to-date data. These maps can be integrated with GPS devices or mobile apps, providing real-time navigation in the field, and they're free for digital use, and you're probably going to see them, even if you aren't somebody that goes and downloads these, integrated into certain GPS units out there. With 1 month left in the summer driving season, fuel prices remain remarkably steady. Usually there's a decent summer bump, but gas has hovered in the low $3 range all year. Currently, a gallon of regular gas sits at an average of $3.15 nationwide, compared to $3.49 last year. But the story is a bit different for diesel. The average gallon of diesel is $3.73 right now, just shy of the $3.80 average we saw at the same time last year. Despite a bump in gasoline demand, now at just over 9 million barrels per day, supply has only slightly tightened and crude prices have stayed relatively stable. U.S. oil inventories increased last week by 7.7 million barrels, even as they remain 6% below the five-year average. In global news, OPEC has agreed to raise oil production again, this time by 547,000 barrels per day for September. This is largely what's responsible for all this. It's the latest move to ramp up output and reclaim market share after years of cuts. RV dealership giant Camping World posted a decent second quarter earnings report, hauling in $2 billion in revenue, a nearly 10% jump from the same time last year. The company also set a new record for combined new and used RV sales, moving 45,602 units, up more than 20% year over year. Chairman and CEO Marcus Lemonis credited the boost to aggressive cost-cutting, inventory management, and a continued push to balance price and volume. And the company is no longer on that dealership acquisition splurge. Since last year, the company has cut over 900 jobs and consolidated 16 locations. Same-store sales were also up, with new RV sales growing 22.2% and used sales up 20.8%. But the average selling price for new RVs dropped by more than 10% compared to last year, a trend Camping World says is expected to continue through 2025. That said, Camping World did miss Wall Street's earning expectations slightly, and several analysts cut expectations for the company's stock, which has tumbled dramatically over the past week, down about 24%. The planned $2.5 billion American Heartland theme park and RV resort that we first told you about a few years ago is now making headlines for a very different reason, a federal fraud lawsuit. The park is planned for northeastern Oklahoma and is supposed to boast one of the largest RV parks in the world, with around 1,000 sites when you add in the cabins. According to court documents filed in late July, the project's sole investor, 91-year-old businessman and former Pizza Hut franchise mogul Gene Bicknell claims he was manipulated into funding the entire development based on deceptive and even bizarre tactics by the developers. The lawsuit alleges that representatives of Mansion Entertainment Group not only misrepresented the scope and progress of the project, but also sent Bicknell emails and texts pretending to be messages from God in order to convince him to keep the money flowing. The suit states that developers, quote, executed a predatory conspiracy of psychological manipulation, convincing Gene through fraud and impersonation that God himself was commanding him both to finance the park's construction and grant them two-thirds ownership. Bicknell is seeking the return of $60 million, along with damages. The stress from the ordeal, according to the complaint, led to a stroke in 2023. Mansion Entertainment Group announced the park back in 2023 with grand plans for a massive Americana-themed resort, including a 125-acre theme park rivaling the size of the Magic Kingdom in Orlando, a hotel, an indoor water park, and a very large RV park. The RV park was supposed to open first in spring of 2025, with the rest of the resort to follow next year. But according to the lawsuit, the groundbreaking was essentially the beginning and the end of the construction work on the entire project. Other than a gravel road and a fence, there's been no development on the 1,000-acre site in Vinita, Oklahoma. This isn't the only legal trouble for the project either. Two other lawsuits were filed in 2024 by vendors claiming they were never paid. The developers also claim to have Disney Imagineers and former theme park pros on the project team, which according to the complaint isn't the case at all. For nearby landowners who bought property expecting a tourism boom, it's a bitter turn of events. Property values were inflated by news of the park, but now it appears that a theme park that would never exist may be leaving a trail of broken promises. A Florida man accused of stealing Smokey Bear signs from state forests is now facing serious charges, and in a twist of irony, the iconic wildlife prevention mascot was on site for his arrest. According to Florida Commissioner of Agriculture Wilton Simpson, the man traveled around Florida lifting official Smokey Bear signage from public lands. He then listed the stolen signs on Facebook Marketplace for $1,900 apiece. The Florida Department of Agriculture released photos of Smokey himself posing at the arrest scene alongside officers. That's it for this week's RV and Camping News Roundup. There will be no news roundup next week. I'll have a how-to video instead. I'm going on vacation, so there's not going to be a news video. There's also not going to be a news video over on the Parkography channel, but we will have a history story from the parks over on the Parkography channel next week as well. So I'll see you back here for the news in 2 weeks from today. Stay safe out there, and thanks for being here. Hit the like button if you got something out of this video. Subscribe if you want more like it, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.